This is KERA News. I'm Jeff Whittington. Forget wonderful. For a lot of people, it's the most stressful time of the year. With long shopping lists, travel headaches, endless sweets, and family get-togethers, the holiday season can be a tough time. Hal Barkley, Chair and Professor of Counseling and Dispute Resolution at SMU's Simmons School of Education and Human Development, says there are ways to survive the final stretch of this year's holiday sprint. Hal Barkley, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about dealing with family. Everybody has the in-law or maybe even the parent with opposing political views.
Yes.
How do you deal with this?
A lot of times there are some families that say we're not going to talk about politics, you know, during the holidays. But I think another way to approach it is to, you know, learn to listen respectfully to your in-laws, whether it's an uncle or a brother or a sister or whatever, a parent. And as long as you respectfully, you know, state your own opinions and don't go into attack mode, then that usually helps you get through the holidays.
And respect might come in handy if you're visiting someone's house and it's full of people, or if everybody's staying at your house too, right?
Yeah, I think what happens in when you have the big groups there, sometimes we all get a little claustrophobic, or we get to the point where we think, I've got to take a breather. And so in my family, the way we deal with that, I think, is to just to go for a walk, you know. Maybe get Uncle Joe or Aunt Susie and say, oh, let's go, you know, walk around the block or walk up to the park or whatever.
Exercise is an important stress reliever for many, but our routines get knocked out of whack.
You know, I'm taking a whole nother approach to this for me this year. I've decided that, you know, I'm not going to hold myself to my structure that I try to have during the year in terms of exercise. But I think to completely stop, you know, would not work for me. And I don't think it works for most people, especially considering the amount of food intake and drink intake that we have during these days.
Well, yeah, and should we give ourselves a little bit of wiggle room on the diet as well? Cookies and candy are everywhere at work, at home. How do we deal with that?
We still have to modify what we eat, but at the same time, this is a special time of the year, and so enjoy that. Like when I left this morning and I was walking out the door, and my wife said, you know, there's one piece of fudge left in this tin here. Why don't you finish this off? I've got to wash it. You know, any other time, she wouldn't have done that, and I wouldn't have taken it. But I thought, you know, it's the holiday season. And so I took it. I ate it on the way down here, and I'm better for that piece of fudge I had, I think.
Many of the things we've talked about are solid, common sense approaches to the holiday season. Is there one piece of advice, maybe out of left field, that might help someone dealing with stress this season?
Most of us, when we get together with our families, everybody kind of goes back to the way it was when we were little children growing up or adolescents or whatever. And that's okay. We can go back and we can laugh about some of those things. But sometimes we pigeonhole people in roles, you know, in the family that really we've left those behind. We've moved on to something else. And so we have to be cognizant of that about our other family members as we're dealing with them. But more than that, I think we have to make sure that we take care of ourselves in that regard. And so we talk to a brother or a sister, and we say, you know, when you bring up that incident that happened when I was 13, it's, you know, it's a little bit painful for me. And I, you know, I don't mind talking with you about it, but let's not make it part of the social gathering around the Christmas tree or whatever.
Hal Barkley is a licensed therapist and counselor. He's also chair and professor of counseling and dispute resolution at SMU's Simmons School of Education and Human Development. Hal Barkley, thanks again for taking the time.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.